Okay, okay, okay. It's 9 minutes past four. Welcome back. This is still Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega. Okay, so should I call it the much-awaited campaigns? Election campaigns for the 2023 general elections. I mean, it's here. I'm almost feeling like doing a jingle. The much-anticipated elections for the election campaigns for 2023 general elections is here. Don't miss it. Dates: September 28th, 2022. Time: when does it start? 12 a.m. is it? No. Okay, maybe, I guess. 12 a.m. prompt. Venue: stadiums, social media, social media spaces, social media, radio and TV stations, churches and other religious places are not, you know, part of the venues. Yeah, remember that INEC says that when the campaigns start, they do not expect this to happen in, what's it called? In religious gatherings. I'm trying to remember that particular story and how INEC put it, you know, when it was reading out the guidelines on the commencement for the 2023 general election campaigns. All right. So the campaigns by the political parties is going to start tomorrow, September 28th. Okay. And of course, INEC has been doing what it should do as the electoral umpire. Who is preparing for the elections, meeting with stakeholders, meeting with people who will be playing in this game, and also meeting with, I think they're still planning to train their people. The elections will start in February, all right? So there are so many things that INEC mentioned in the guidelines for this election campaigns that will be starting tomorrow. Inkwara State, the INEC, the resident electoral commissioner over there, Malam Garba Atahiru, actually gave an announcement that was yesterday in Ilori. So he represented Atahiru at that, he was represented by the INEC Administrative Secretary, Mr. Julius Yagba. And he said that 14 activities have been successfully implemented as INEC published the final list of nominated candidates on 20th of September. Okay, so the next line of action is the campaigns. So let me look at some of the guidelines. That's what I'm looking at. Of course, we have the Electoral Act 2022 right here. Right now, not like I have it in the studio. Okay, so the one of the things that he said is that relying on Section 92 of the Electoral Act, the Commission, INEC, expects the political campaigns to be, number one, civil, number two, devoid of abusive language, and without rancor. All right, all right. And then that Section 92 of the Electoral Act forbids any political campaign or slogan tainted with abusive language directly or, take note, indirectly, or one that is likely to injure religious, ethnic, tribal, or sectional feelings. So he went on to say that abusive, intemperate, slanderous, or base language or insinuations or innuendos intended or likely to provoke violent reactions or emotion should be avoided. So parties and candidates are to avoid training or enlisting the services of individuals or groups, for example, masquerades, for the purpose of adopting physical force or coercion in a manner likely to arouse apprehension during campaigns. So a warning has been issued to the political class not to use armed private security organizations during campaigns or election processions. And he also urged political parties and their candidates to comply with these provisions, as contravening them will attract sanctions. Looking at a fine of 1 million naira to about 12 months imprisonment and all other stuff that he mentioned here. Okay, and it's not just the... Remember I said stakeholders, INEC met with stakeholders. So it's not only the political parties or candidates that INEC met or has or had some warnings for. Of course, broadcast stations as well and other media stakeholders. So we too have gotten our own warnings and charge and calls. So broadcast stations and media stakeholders have been charged to ensure fair broadcast coverage of the campaigns ahead of the elections. Now, Director General, National Broadcasting Commission, Balarabe Ilela, gave this charge during a sensitization forum on political broadcasting in Abuja. And he advised that media stakeholders and broadcast stations should shun fake news and ensure all activities are carried out within the ambits of the law and professionalism, because defaulters will be sanctioned. All right? And then the INEC chairman, Professor Ibrahim Mahmood, urged media houses to always fact-check stories before broadcasting or publishing them. Okay. So I just want to find out from you, what are you looking forward to as the campaigns start? What is that thing that your mind is set on? I think it was yesterday I heard someone saying, all the monies that they've been packing, let me get ready so I can collect my share. So for this person, it's more like, I beg, it's time to collect. But hey, the campaigns are actually geared towards appealing to your conscience to vote for their party, whichever party it is. So what are you looking forward to as the campaigns start tomorrow? Remember, the 2023 election seems to be that election that it's different from what happened in 2015. All right, 2023 elections, there's just a lot of expectations. You know, it's looking as if this is an election that the youths are expected to come and show working, to show that they are ready to do something. They are ready to move the country forward, whatever that means. So you tell me, what are you looking forward to? And please, when you call in, campaigns will start tomorrow. Today is still 27th September. And the time is 4 in the evening. So you're not going to call in to start campaigning. Yes, I'm looking forward to that come campaign, that our party ZZZ, you're not going to do that. So if that's what you're planning to do, please, I'm begging you, don't call in, all right? You can have that conversation with the people around you. It's a beautiful thing, right? You're listening to the radio and then you're gisting people. It's one of the things I do, so you can also do that. But don't call in to tell me that your political party or a particular candidate that you love or that you are rooting for is going to, you know, make us proud. As the campaign starts, you will see. He's not going to, please, you're not going to do that. So thank you. All right, so what are you looking forward to as the campaigns begin tomorrow? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, or 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, and 0817-923-0007. All right, send me a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. And when you're sending the message, please just read the message again to yourself so I wouldn't have to be doing all of that editing while I'm on air, okay? So read the message to yourself and be sure that that's what you want me to read. All right, thank you very much. Okay, before we get to this part,
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Okay, so I just wanted us to be on the same page.
Thank you.
Okay, so remember also we have a call screener. So when you call in, you will hear from the call screener first before you get through to me. Thank you very much. Caleb from Owerri is bashing INEC for whatever reason. And he says that two political parties are above the law. All right, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. I ask, what do you expect? I'm not saying who is above the law as the campaigns start tomorrow. So, Caleb, could you please look at that message again and find out if it answers my question? Thank you. Hello, we have Victor from D-Line. Hello, Victor. Oh, wow. Victor, please do well to call back. Thank you very much. What are you looking forward to? You're looking forward to the campaign grounds where you have the women dancing? Are you looking forward to seeing women dancing this time around? Remember, one of the words that have been coming up this period is issue-based campaign. Okay, it's a phrase. Issue-based campaign. Issue-based campaign. Do you even know what that means? All right, so what are you looking forward to? So the person who's going to, you know, speak eloquently, is that what you're looking forward to as the election campaign starts tomorrow? Charles is calling from Rukwoko. Hello, Charles.
Yes, for me, prior to this time, I wasn't looking forward to anything out of this campaign, because I remember far back in 2014, where all the bogus promises were made, and at the end of the day, nothing was achieved. And the most annoying part was that the Nigerian system does not have a way to call these leaders to accountability to fulfill what they have actually promised during the campaign. But with the emergence of the third force, I think now the political parties are now going back to their drawing board to really do some level of research and tell people strategies and modalities on how they are going to solve Nigerians' problems. So looking forward to that, for me, I am looking at that strategy that will be workable. I look at for the structuring, for example. So tell me how you're going to restructure Nigeria. Tell me how you're going to revamp the economy. Don't tell me you're going to make ₦1. It's not going to work anymore in this dispensation because, as you said, the youths, we are really waiting for them to hear what they want to say. And we'll put our votes, yeah, we think. It doesn't have a workable strategy to deliver Nigeria. Thank you, Charles of Opoko.
All right, thank you very much, Charles. So, Charles is looking forward to a campaign where people are going to tell us how they expect to do whatever it is they're promising to do. All right, he says, let's have your blueprint. So, what are you looking forward to? The campaigns will start tomorrow. What do you plan to see? What do you plan to hear? What are you looking forward to? Are you looking forward to the services of, you know, the actors? Well, I'm sure that those of you who do the prints and all that, they should have reached out to you by now, right? I mean, these are things people actually look forward to. Campaign is coming. Someone is like, yes, it's time to make some good money. You know, those billboards you see, they're actually paid for. Yeah, the posters you see, they are paid for as well. No break yet. Still have how many minutes? 1 minute. So let's run this. Maybe one or two calls, and then we'll go just no calls. Let me read a message here, and then we go on that break. All right, so I look forward to seeing some group of people wearing cheap white polo with a party logo, dancing and singing Aside Sweet me. Oh my goodness me. Okay, let's go on that commercial break. When I return, I'm still taking you.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, welcome back to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega. All right, so a particular message actually made me laugh. So I'm going to read that message. But just to remind you now, we're talking about the political campaigns that will be starting tomorrow, September 28th, Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. Political campaigns are expected to begin across the nation for the 2023 general elections. All right. And of course, INEC has met with stakeholders and, of course, political parties, their candidates, media stakeholders, broadcast stations, and they're still meeting with people they ought to meet, or groups they ought to meet, to let them know what is expected of them come 2023 election campaigns starting tomorrow. All right, so this message here. So I'm asking you to tell me what you look forward to as the campaigns begin tomorrow. What are you looking forward to? All right. And remember, I said, please, you're not going to call in and, you know, start campaigning. Campaign starts tomorrow. Yes. Unless you're willing to, you know, first of all, come over to the station and give me cash, like 500K, right? Yeah. So that by the time the NBC hammer comes, I'll just, you know, by the time they find us, I'll just carry the money you have given me and give them. Are we good? Yeah. So when I say the cash, yeah, then you can call in and do that. But is it 500K? Okay. I think it's 1 million, no. But just letting you know in case you feel that that's what you should do. All right. But thank you. Don't even try it. So no campaigns today. It's till tomorrow. Okay. So what do you look forward to from the political parties? What are your expectations? So someone has called in to say, I'm looking forward to hearing from them, laying out their blueprints on how they expect to, or how they intend to achieve whatever it is they will be telling us they want to, they would, or they plan to achieve if they take office. And another person says, I'm looking forward to people wearing cheap t-shirts and singing as they paint them. It could be sweet us. Then this one that made me laugh says, I look forward to politicians shouting, we love you, we love you, abusing the opposing political party. They keep shouting, we are on ground, vote for us, we give you road, we give you water, there will be electricity, we give you hospital, things that will never come. What's your name? All right, thank you very much. I think I'm seeing your name in your previous message. Kingsley from Port Harcourt. All right, so do me that favor. When you send me a message, please and please include your name and your location. So let's get back to the phone lines. Please call the numbers that I have called out on air. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. And 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. And you can also call 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. La, 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 la. Good evening, Constance. In my opinion, I don't think there are new words the political parties have to say that they have not said and Nigerians haven't heard in their previous campaigns. On that note, I would prefer if these political parties or INEC stop the campaigns and allow voters vote for whoever they like. After all, nothing comes out of Nothing came out of the previous campaigns. Enough of the lies and deceit. Lady V is your name. We have Joshua from Rukwoko. Oh, wow. Joshua, please do well to call back. And Cliff Augustin Rodriguez says, I'm looking forward to hearing another set of lies to laugh as usual. Okay. Oh. Daniel Oscar from NTA Road says, I'm looking forward to more bags of rice and salt, maybe with small seasoning. You know, I believe that some people actually start business, you know, after the campaigns. They move from one area to another, collecting things. And next thing, the person has a shop and they are selling things that they did not buy. On campaigns, I will look forward to issue-based campaigns where candidates will tell Nigerians their blueprint, where candidates will tell us how they will reduce exchange rate, how refineries will work, how they would tackle insecurity, what they're going to do on education, and how to tackle corruption, how to improve power, how to improve agriculture, how to unite fractionalized Nigeria, how to create sustainable empowerment, how should be the hub. Amifo Ernest from Port Harcourt, that's your message. All right, thank you very much. So it's a how campaign that he's looking forward to, not a wee-wee kind of campaign. What are you looking forward to? Are you expecting it to be the usual things? Because there are some people who still do not expect that there is any special thing about the 2023 elections. It's more like, I beg, it'll be Nigeria with this, the normal things. Well, nothing is happening. And there are people who are really looking forward to the 2023 elections and they feel that it is not business as usual. You know, go on social media and you see what's happening there. Every day there's a hashtag, and the hashtags, especially on Twitter, you may have a name of a particular candidate trending, and you know, you go to the stories and you see how they are, you know, why that particular hashtag is trending. So get on social media and find out what people are doing. And of course, there have been marches here and there, and there have been interviews even on radios, TV stations, and people have been talking. So there is something people are looking forward to in this 2023 elections. A lot of people are not looking forward to the usual things. We will make the dollar 1 naira to the naira, Abi. Dollar, $1 to the naira. It's going to be one naira, $1. Well, and that reminds me, I don't know what's happening with, is it the euro? Euro is now 695 naira and dollar is 712 naira. So the dollar is more expensive than the euro these days. Amazing. All right, let's get back to the phone lines now. We have Isaac. Isaac, does Isaac have a location? All right, Isaac, you're welcome.
Thank you. My name is Isaac Wadeno from North Africa.
Go on, Isaac.
I'm actually looking forward to issue-based campaign, a campaign that is founded on ideology.
Okay.
That is founded on the ideology of a political party, not necessarily to sway the public because of rhetoric, but a campaign that will reflect the current situation of Nigeria and a solution to the myriads of problems that we have. I look forward to a campaign that is free from bloodshed, that is free from militant attack and terrorist attack. I look forward to a campaign where people of like mind are capable of webbing their ideology into a workable policy that will help Nigeria move away from the current doldrums. I look forward to a political campaign that is also going to help release all the money that has been stacked, okay, for election gradually. If we do this, we may just be on the path of economic recovery for our society. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Mr. Isaac Wadeno, for calling. Okay, so what are you looking forward to? If you're not looking forward to anything, especially if you're not answering my question, because I'm seeing some messages and I just wonder, why are you texting me? If you're not answering my question, just save your credits, all right? And have the conversation with the people around you. Okay, have I even been to Facebook to see what's happening there? I should get on Facebook right now. But what are you looking forward to? You know, before now, when we had, we've had conversations, right, about the inflation in the country. And some people have said that part of the reasons why there is inflation in Nigeria is because those of them, the political class, they are hoarding money. But I thought they released some of them during their presidential, their conventions and all that. But people are, I think one of the things people should be looking forward to is that there will be cash flow. Money is going to come out. So all the monies that have been hoarded, they'll release them and it will get into the hands of people. All right, on Facebook, Razaki Olawale Babalola says, I can't wait for the campaigns to start because during the general elections, Nigerians will vote angrily. Why will Nigerians be voting angrily? Is it holy anger, like some people call it? Chidi Onyeso says, our expectations are our. I'm asking for your own, though. This one, your message is saying our. Anyway, our expectations are politicians should tell us how they will make our country or state come back to its glory. Thanks. All right. Would you want to give me an example of this glory you're talking about? What was the glory you're referring to? So get on Facebook and leave me a message there on the comments section. Let's hear from you. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH for Facebook. And then you can also tweet at Nigeria Info PH. It's Hard Facts. And we are discussing the 2023 campaigns. So, of course, and what's the word now? Expect more of, you know, this kind of conversation. So especially this kind of topic. Let's talk 2023 campaigns, because once campaigns start, that's what you're going to be hearing. All right. So what are you looking forward to? You can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. Let's hear from you. All right. The number to send your messages to for WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, remember that INEC Commissioner Festus Okoye, he was on the Morning Crossfire the other day. Was it today? Yeah, it was this morning with Ifeyemi Andrew. And he says that places designated for religious worship, police stations, and public offices shall not be used for campaigns. So we're not expecting to see a candidate enter a church and say, praise the Lord, people of God, praise the Lord. You know, now that you are seeing me here now, you should know what this means. God has sent me to liberate you people from the hands of, I don't know what hands or whose hands. So they're not expected to do that. Because one of the things they said is, whether you are intending to, all right, you don't do something that looks like it. So they're not even expected to be in religious places designated for religious worship for their campaigns. So in case you see anybody, you see them driving into your place of worship, please tell them early enough that campaigns are not to be done, whether in your church or in the mosque, wherever it is that is designated for religious worship. Don't say it's an interdenominational something. What do you guys do there? All right, campaigns are not meant to be done there. All right, hello. I will want them to make a law to allow the masses. Victor, I look forward to hearing nothing new. If anything, it will be the usual political gibberish, money sharing, more vehicular traffic, and possible stampede. Ben from Port Harcourt. That stampede part. I actually expect that, you know, during these campaigns, that the political parties, especially those of them who expect to have massive crowds gather at wherever, at the places where they will be holding their campaigns, I hope, I pray, I look forward to them actually planning properly, crowd control, so that we will not hear that a particular political party held their campaign wherever and 30 people died, 40 are unaccounted for, 16 are lying critical in the hospital. I do not look forward to that, actually. So I'm looking forward to them ensuring that they have proper crowd control measures in place. All right, so what are you looking forward to? Tell me. Are you even anticipating the campaigns? Someone is here. Clement is screaming, INEC, don't spoil market for religious places. Oh, which market, INEC, spoiler? INEC, no spoil market, I beg. Yeah, it's the right thing. Seriously, it's the right thing. For those of them who will claim they are coming for Thanksgiving or whatever, and then they're given the microphone to say thank God, and then the Thanksgiving is sounding like campaign, you know. I want to thank God who has given me this mandate to, of course, I've seen how my people are suffering, and the Lord revealed to me that I should be out there so that I can carry out his assignment in the lives of his people. I want to thank God who has helped me to scale through, and I emerged as my party's candidate. I want to thank God that we are having our campaigns and everything is going smoothly. You are campaigning already. So do not go there and, you know, bring some sanctions on some religious body, and then we come here and start arguing whether or not the government has the right or whatever to sanction a religious body or fine them. All right, we have Bob from Bielsa. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, Constant, good evening.
Good evening, you're welcome. Please go on. Turn off your radio set.
Yeah. Okay, hello?
Yes, I can hear you, go on.
I like that law of the INEC. You see, God's altar has been desecrated for too long by politicians who neither hallow that altar. And sometimes the body language of some pastors show that they are welcoming them, they want them to come because of love of money. God didn't need money from politicians to build his church. God can do his work. You see, when you read the Bible, you know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, how they told the cardinal that they will not bow down to your idol, if you like, put us in fire, and the fire will be there 7 times. You now compare the kind of Christians we have this day, today. How can a politician come to church and make promise so that the president can build church for him? You know that you don't need a politician to build church for him. You know, I can stand on that law to say that if you come here, in fact, you're not even recognized. You have to say that if you come to church, you're a big man. They should give you a seat. You have that seat. They should not say, you come to the front, or you stay here, poor man, stay here. No. God is not discriminated. We're calling fellowship. We're different in responsibilities.
Okay.
So that law should stand firm. That is, the altar of God should remain powerful. God is the altar of God.
Okay.
The altar,
thank you, Bob.
Praying. We are not answer to prayer. Other people don't pray like Nigeria. I get answer to prayer.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Bob. Hello, Bright from NTA Road.
Yeah, I'm Constant. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm actually enjoying your education. But you know what? Let me start this way. What really constitutes a campaign? I mean, is it the use of microphone to announce or just to declare who should be voted in churches? Or, like, wearing t-shirts as in, or caps to a church? I want to understand, for me, it's very vague. Do they mean to not mount the pulpit and campaign for a candidate? What do they mean by do not campaign in leaders' houses?
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, are you done?
I'm done. I just want to, it's a discussion. I just wanted to address this one before I actually do not have an answer
to that one, you know. It's actually now that you're saying it that I'm thinking, oh, wow, yeah, that's true. What if people come dressed in a particular attire and they have a particular political campaign, party's logo on the clothes they're wearing.
Yeah, on their clothes, on their cap.
Yeah.
Does it constitute violation? Then another leg to it is this. Mm. If I have an NGO working for a particular party or a politician, and maybe as a starter, I want to dedicate such NGO to God, like we are very religious people in this country. And so I say, national support for A and B party. Mm. And so I take my people to church to say, God, I want to dedicate this NGO to you. Does it constitute campaigning?
I'm sure you and I know the answer to that one. That's campaign.
Eh?
That's campaign.
Come again?
I said that's campaign. I mean, even from your explanation right now, I can just tell, okay, you are trying to put a particular political party right
so
on my face.
You know what I want to ask you?
Yeah?
I want you to bring one of those luminaries, like a professional coach and others. Because you read about so many things in the letter act that look very vague. Let them come and educate us, because Nigeria Info has actually tried to educate the masses politically.
Thank you, Bright.
It will be an opportunity to hear from such people.
On your number one talk station,
you get a daily dose of news trends.
Crisis averted in aviation sector after aggrieved unions suspend strike.
Intense conversation.
He's among the ICPC board members. Oh. What has she experienced like in 2 years?
Right, apologies for that. Progress from Melele, are you still there? Hello, Progress.
Good evening.
All right, good evening to you.
I can hear you. Good evening.
Please go on.
Yes. To me, I think that law is not a welcome development. The reason is that the people that are in the church, they are also human beings that are expected to vote. And I believe that any platform that the people can be spoken to sensitize them of what the parties have as manifesto, both social media, radio, and any platform or platform, including a gathering such as church, is a welcome development. The people need to know, because if it is better for the society, it is better for the church. Therefore, such law, I don't think it is a good one for Nigerians, especially at this moment. Most people don't want to go to all those gatherings. I'm talking of church members. They don't want to go to those gatherings as when the people gather in the market square and all that. So INEC is not doing well. I think it's not for the good of Nigerians. That is my position.
All right. Thank you for calling Progress from Elele. Okay, so just like my final, the other caller before Progress says, what exactly does a campaign mean when it comes to a religious gathering? All right, well, we'll see. We'll see about that.